Overview. The 2014 Renault Fluence ZZ Base was an early adopter's electric sedan, offering a taste of zero-emission driving in a conventional package. Aimed at practicality over outright thrills, this French EV was primarily a European player, meaning direct US pricing wasn't a thing. Any presence would have been via niche imports. With a 21 kilowatt-hour usable battery and a Type 1 J1772 charge port, it was geared for city commutes. Think of it as a sensible, if slightly understated, entry into the EV world of its time, produced in Turkey. What's new for 2014? By 2014, the Fluence ZE was in its final production year, so don't expect any headline-grabbing updates for this base trim. It was essentially a carryover model, solidifying its role as one of the pioneering, albeit modest, electric family cars. The big news was really its impending discontinuation later that year, marking the end of this particular EV chapter for Renault. For stateside folks, its rare status would be its most novel feature, having never officially graced US showrooms. Design and exterior. The 2014 Fluence ZE Base rocks a pretty conventional sedan silhouette, measuring a stately 186.9 inches long, 71.2 inches wide, excluding mirrors, and 57.4 inches tall. It doesn't scream, "Look at me, I'm electric," like some modern EVs, opting for a more classic, understated charm. You get standard sedan proportions with unique ZE badging and a grille design subtly tweaked for its electric powertrain. It's more about blending in quietly than making a flashy green statement, which some buyers might actually prefer. Interior, tech, and cargo. Inside the Fluence ZE Base, it's a straightforward and functional affair for five passengers. Don't expect plush, high-end materials, but it's decently put together for daily duties. Tech-wise, it's a product of its time. Think basic radio and essential displays rather than massive touchscreens or smartphone mirroring. Cargo space is a practical 11.2 cubic feet in the trunk, though the battery placement eats into what you'd find in its petrol sibling. Unfortunately, there's no frunk for extra bits, and details on max cargo with seats folded aren't specified. Performance and driving experience. Under the hood, the Fluence ZE Base packs a 70 kilowatt, around 94 horsepower, ESM electric motor driving the front wheels, delivering 167 pound-foot of instant torque. This translates to a leisurely 0 to 60 miles per hour sprint in 13.2 seconds and a top speed of 84 miles per hour. It's no rocket ship, but it's smooth and perfectly adequate for city driving and relaxed cruising. The ride is generally comfortable, soaking up bumps well, and you get that typical quiet EV experience, though regenerative braking might feel pretty mild by today's standards. Range, battery, and charging. The Fluence ZE Base features a 21 kilowatt usable battery pack, which Green Cars Compare calculates gives a real-world range of around 86 miles, enough for daily urban hops. Efficiency is pegged at a decent 4.1 miles per kilowatt. For charging, you've got a standard US-friendly Type 1 J1772 port hooked up to a 3.5 kilowatt onboard AC charger, meaning a full top-up from empty will take roughly 6 hours. Forget rapid DC fast charging, though. This early EV wasn't designed for those quick pit stops on long journeys. Safety and driver assistance features. When it comes to safety, the Renault Fluence ZE bagged a respectable 4-star rating from Euro NCAP. Official NHTSA ratings for the US market aren't available, as it wasn't sold here. For its era, standard safety kit would have included essentials like multiple airbags, ABS, and electronic stability control. However, don't expect the advanced driver assistance systems common today. Features like adaptive cruise control or lane keeping assistance weren't typically found on this class of vehicle back in 2014. Warranty and maintenance coverage. As the Fluence ZE was a European model and discontinued in 2014, direct US warranty info is purely academic. Typically, Renaults of that era might have offered something like a 3-year, 36,000-mile basic warranty and perhaps a 5-year, 60,000-mile warranty covering the 400-volt battery against significant degradation. One of the perks of EV ownership is generally lower maintenance thanks to fewer moving parts compared to combustion engines, so upkeep would have been relatively straightforward, focusing on brakes, tires, and software.